People who take the wrong things to the airport in their carry-on luggage may soon get another option besides watching a security agent throw it away. Special kiosks inside the security gates will let passengers mail their stuff back to themselves or store it until they return. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports from O'Hare International Airport, where the kiosks are getting a 2-month trial run.
By now, most people know about the Transportation Security Agency rules about what you can and cannot carry on a plane. Still, it's common for TSA workers to stop someone like Charity Frazier, who accidentally left a definite no-no in her bag.
It's my husband's Army-issue Leatherman multi-tool. So, it's not cheap, and it's not mine.
So Frazier says the kiosk will work for her. The Chicago Aviation Department, which is sponsoring the Mail Safe Express kiosks, is betting other travelers will agree. A TSA spokeswoman says officers at O'Hare have been confiscating about 200,000 containers of toothpaste, shampoo, and other things each month since federal regulations about carry-ons tightened. The kiosks look like stout ATM machines and provide two sizes of white Jiffy bag mailers, each large enough for that huge bottle of Chanel No. 5 you forgot you had. TSA Supervising Officer Patrick Mitchell demonstrates.
If we had a bottle of perfume, what I would do is I would come up here and I would press liquids.
A touchscreen asks for your mailing address and credit card and lets you choose an option. It's $14 for domestic mail and $25 for international. For $9.99, you can store your stuff at the O'Hare Hilton. A TSA officer is shadowing you if you get stuck. For security reasons, they need to carry, pack, and deposit your item. Still, some people pass on the service, like Kathleen Bacchus, who flew to Spain without her jar of Skippy peanut butter.
I mean, I know it's creamy peanut butter, but I didn't think, like, I don't know, chunky, they would have let me take it.
Bacchus said she'd save the $14 to stock up when she gets back. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.